Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we begin, if you like what you hear on Mile High Report Radio Podcast, don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and go ahead and click subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Mile High Report Radio with your hosts, Adam Malnati and Ian St. Clair. Get involved with the Denver Broncos conversation at milehighreport.com. And now, it's time to get to work.
Adam, Colin Cronin from Dublin to Denver, the new podcast on the MHR Radio Podcast Network, had the tweet of the night and summed up everything perfectly. And it was a quote from Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football and NFL Network from the preseason. In the tweet, Colin says, quoting Kyle Brandt, "They're not just bad. They don't matter. They don't move the needle in any way." And here's a screen grab of the quote from Kyle Brandt. "I don't know what this team is. I don't know what this organization is. I don't know if there is a team we talk about less often on this show than the Denver Broncos. That includes smaller markets, teams that haven't won. What was their record last year? Who cares? What was their record before that? Who cares? Drew Lock is supposed to be this. Vic Fangio is supposed to be this. We've been waiting. We've been waiting for this team to be relevant again for 5 years. Something needs to punctuate the dreariness in Denver. They are not just bad. They don't matter. They don't move the needle in any way." After Thursday night's poopy performance, that sums up the Denver Broncos perfectly. They do not matter.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember watching that because it was in the summertime. And so I'm, you know, as a teacher, I'm at home with the kids and hanging out, and I've got Good Morning Football on because it's one of the things I was watching in the summertime. And I remember hearing that and being all at once angry at Kyle Brandt for saying it, angry at the Denver Broncos for being it, and then also kind of frustrated with myself for agreeing with it. But it was true, and it's just as true now as it was then. And I know that when we were going into this game, you and I both predicted a loss for the Denver Broncos. That was just what it was. And so the loss itself isn't surprising. I'm not surprised that they lost. That doesn't shock me in any way. It's the irrelevancy that continues to shock me. And I know I shouldn't be shocked by it because I've known about it for a while now. But it still shocks me. It still hits me sideways. It still makes me go, how is it possible that this franchise has fallen so far? And I do think there is a conversation there to be had about how this has happened. But everybody,
I can tell you right now,
yeah, everybody knows.
Joe Ellis.
It's Joe Ellis. It's the ownership situation. That is how this franchise has disappeared from the NFL lexicon. They are not necessary. That's the thing. Irrelevant, but also not necessary. This is a team that isn't necessary. If you polled 100,000 NFL fans and you said, what is the best team to watch? What's your favorite team to watch? Or what has been your favorite team to watch over the last 5 years? I would guess that most of them wouldn't even mention the Denver Broncos. They wouldn't even register because they don't matter. They don't matter. They're irrelevant, and nobody really cares. So this game against the Browns is just a microcosm of all of that. And if you want to get into, you know, sort of the minutia of why it is this way and why it is that way, and you want to go into the ownership stuff, you can. And there's certainly a conversation to be had there. And it's a fairly obvious conversation. But the other part of all of this is if you look at what happened against this Browns team, who was incredibly banged up going in, right? Third string running back, all kinds of issues with injuries. Their quarterback is out. I'm sorry.
Middle linebacker out.
You're the Denver Broncos and you're playing against Case Keenum, who couldn't get it done in Denver. You sent him packing and then he beats you like this?
Well, as Lori Latimer Volkman tweeted, obviously it wasn't Case Keenum.
Yeah, I don't believe Case Keenum was the... Now, he wasn't necessarily a great great starter, and I will never forgive him for overthrowing Demaryius Thomas against the Chiefs on that one fateful night when they could have beat the Chiefs. They could have beat the Chiefs on that play, and they didn't, and now we're still losing every week. Anyway, I digress there. You look at what this game was, and it was a perfect example of how this franchise is functioning. Yes, there were injuries up and down. I think they were missing 8 linebackers total, something like that, right? If you just list the injured linebackers, if you started listing them now, you'd still be listing them when you and I were done recording the podcast, because it's a long list. It's a long list of players that are out. And so, yes, the Broncos were also banged up. The Broncos also have issues with injuries. Teddy Bridgewater wasn't 100%. And so you got the Druthers out there who are yelling at us. So they should start Drew. Drew Lock needs to start. I get all that. The turmoil is there and the fans are feeling it and everything. But this game was like the least exciting thing I've ever seen. There wasn't any excitement. And I pointed it out to you before we started recording. I started adding up the number of possessions in the second half. The total number of possessions in the second half is 6. The Broncos started with the ball. They went 15 plays. They scored a touchdown. Fantastic. That's great. 7 minutes, 12 seconds. The Browns got the ball back. They go 80 yards, 7 minutes and 21 seconds. They score a touchdown.
Case Keenum looking like Derrick Henry on a fourth and short.
With Case Keenum potentially winning himself one of those Kyle Brandt angry run scepters that Javonte Williams has that for some reason he doesn't get to use very often, and I have no idea why. Then the Broncos punt, and then the Browns punt, and then the Broncos score another 18-play, 65-yard, 6-minute touchdown. The Browns run out the clock. 5 minutes and 17 seconds of possession to end the game. They go 66 yards.
I'll say this. At least the defense was consistent. They couldn't stop D'Ernest Johnson. And it was a funny tweet from Ryan Green, who's a videographer for CBS Channel 4 in Denver. Doesn't need the D on front of his name.
Just call him Ernest, because the D is not necessary. Because there is no D in front of him. That was a solid tweet, by the way. I mean, you got to give him credit for that.
And they should be called the Enver Broncos.
The Enver Broncos, because there's no D in front of them. That's for sure. At least they don't have a D. careful there. Well, they don't have a Chubb. That's for sure.
Well, neither did the Browns.
And neither there was no Chubb. Or
there was no Chubb hunt.
No Chubb hunt at all. Oh, it's just rough. This is the issue that I have with this. And I tweeted it out as well. There was a time when the Broncos gave up 17 points and you knew the game was in hand. Seriously, the Browns only scored 17 points. That was it. The offense only put up 14 points. And they did what amounts to diddly poo in the first half.
Yeah, I was going to have you read what they did in the first half.
Sure. So I'll do it, right? I'll just do just the Broncos possessions. Let's skip whatever the Browns did, because the Browns only put up 10 points in the first half. Broncos get the ball and they punt after 2 minutes of possession. And then they have an interception after 3 minutes of possession. Way to go, Teddy. Then the next time they get the ball, they punt after 5 plays and 2 minutes of possession. Then they get the ball back again and they have 4 plays and they punt 48 seconds of possession. 48 seconds. I'm sorry. That's after Shelby Harris's blocked field goal, by the way. Shelby Harris blocks a field goal. That was
the highlight of the first half.
That should be a momentum shift. That should fire up the offense. And instead, they go out and you get a 2-yard run to Melvin Gordon out of the shotgun. You get an incomplete pass from Teddy Bridgewater to Noah Fant. There's a shock. Then an incomplete pass from Teddy Bridgewater to... And all it says here on NFL's stat sheet is short right. In other words, to nobody. And then Sam Martin punts. That's the fourth play of the drive on fourth and eight. They moved the ball 2 yards. 2 yards after a blocked field goal that should have shifted momentum. And it didn't. And then the Browns punted. And then the Broncos held the ball for 23 seconds and the half was over. What? It's a good thing this was on Thursday night, the worst night of football. I hate Thursday night football. I think it's the worst thing in the world. It's clear that it means the NFL doesn't care about player safety. There is no reason they should be playing on these short weeks. I don't understand it, other than the NFL likes to own every day of the week. Fine, whatever. But this is the product that you get, and the Broncos aren't good enough to overcome this kind of crappy product, and so they end up putting out a turd like they did against the Browns, which makes a lot of sense when you put out a turd against the Browns, and you don't do anything until the second half, and your defense is completely exhausted and wiped out because of it, and they can't stop anybody because of all their injuries anyway. It was a pointless game. This team is pointless. They are irrelevant. They are worthless, and they aren't worth watching. And yet here we are. We are still watching them.
The good news is at least we got it on Thursday night, so now we have the rest of the week.
You've been listening to Mile High Report Radio. Get involved in the discussion at milehighreport.com. And as always, go Broncos.